Well, here we are. Yes, we are at the edge of town, but we're also at the start of Home Hill. Yep, I live all the way up that hill. You know the big house? Abandoned, no. Haunted, kind of. What, did you think that I lived in a crypt or something? To be fair to you, my great 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 aunt Bessida did live in a crypt until recently. I'm sorry. Too weird. Yeah. It's all mine since my parents died. It's okay. I don't really like to talk about it much. No, it's okay. I don't mind telling you, but I'm not gonna be going into tons of detail. They were killed by the people of the town. A long time ago. Did you ever learn about the Wicca trials? Yeah? An entire family tried as vampires and murdered almost 100 years ago. Well, almost an entire family. I can see you trying to figure out the maths. Hmm. 119 years old. That's how old I am. Thanks. My skincare routine does wonders. It's okay. It was a long time ago. A really long time ago. It has been scary, though. Yeah. And lonely. Trying to navigate this world without them. I have some distant relatives, but I don't see them. They're too scared to come to this town, obviously. So it's just me. Just me and the big house, and now you. Things have changed so much over the last 100 years. It's been really hard to keep up. Thanks. Well, here we are, officially. Yeah, this is like the beginning of the path up to the house. No, we do have a few peculiar things on the grounds, but they're not gonna hurt you. Gardening's not really my thing, but all of this is pretty easy to maintain. It barely grows anymore. Yeah, we don't get much sunlight this part of town, so. Oh, just watch your step. So, you still want to come inside? Are you sure? I don't want to force you. Come on then. I know. It is pretty big, isn't it? I don't know when it was built. We moved here when the town first settled, so. Yeah, I think it was probably maybe just over 100 years ago. It's a pretty old house. Come on, let me show you around. And that's the piano I was sitting at when my first tooth came in. Well, my first fang. Oh, I have to show you this. Oh, this is the conservatory, but it's more of a greenhouse these days. I like to keep all my plants in here, the glass and the heat and stuff. Yeah. Look, this is my first successful attempt at growing a Grindy Hawk. They're so cute, aren't they? Oh, I wouldn't get too close. No, it's teething right now, and well, yeah. Oh, yeah, it wouldn't think anything of biting your finger right off. My room? Oh, you want to see it? I mean, it's nothing special. It's actually the smallest room in the house. All right, sure. This way. So, this is my room. I mean, I guess they're all my rooms now, but like, this is my room. Yeah. I practically begged my parents to let me move in here when I was a few years old. I always loved this window. So did Mother. Oh, well, you can see the entire town from here, you know. Just people going about their daily business. You get a good view of who's coming up to the house as well. Yeah, people watching is one of my favorite pastimes. We have some very interesting characters in town. Yeah. You like it? I know it's not to everyone's taste, but this is home for me. That's where I can truly be myself. You're so sweet. Thank you for accepting me and for being so lovely about my home. I don't usually bring anyone here. I'm quite protective of it. I know that most people would find it really creepy, and I just can't stand the thought of anyone having those kinds of thoughts about my home, my parents' taste and decor. I think it's wonderful, and I love it, and you're just so nice. It is, yeah. It is a very big house. It's always been too big for just me. Move in? Here? Really? But what about... I just didn't think you'd like it so much. Nothing. I'm sorry. I'm just overcome with emotion all of a sudden. You're the closest thing to love that I've ever felt. And just thinking about you roaming around this house fills me with joy. But it also makes me so sad having to watch you grow old. Don't you ever say that again. You don't want this. You don't want this. I can't even call it a life. It's an existence. That's all mine was before you came along. I'm sorry. I feel a lot since you came into my life. I'm still not sure how to navigate it or what to do with them or which ones are the right things that I should be feeling. What's selfish, what's... It's overwhelming. I could never, ever do this to you. And I know that to love you, to lose you, it will be better than not knowing you at all. I'm fine. I'm fine. Shh. I forgot. You humans need to sleep, and it's so late now. No, I think all of these delusional things that you're saying, I think you're sleepy. Shh, my love, I know. I know you just want to be with me. And I want to be with you too. But we can't talk about these things. Not right now. I just want to take care of you. I need you to be okay. And you've been so good at taking care of me. Why don't we rest on my bed? Please don't argue with me. Just a little nap, maybe. Just a little nap. Whatever it takes to get you thinking clearly again. Come now. You're so sweet. I'm so happy to have you here. I'm so happy you didn't run away screaming. But I know you could never. Ever since that first night that I knocked on your window and you took me in, you were so kind to me. I'll never forget everything you've done for me. And right now, I just want you to close your eyes. I want you to rest. I want to take care of you. Shh, shh, shh. Close your eyes. There we go. Shh, shh, shh. I know you're used to being the one to take care of others. And I love that you take care of. But I'll never be able to stop taking care of you, too. I don't mind however much time I get with you. I'll treasure each moment. Always.